Episode 3256, The Heart of Christmas.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and merry, merry Christmas. Oh yes, finally the countdown. Well, it's hit zero. It has striked it all right. It is Christmas Day, and I hope you're celebrating it with family and friends. I hope you're gathering around a Christmas tree and really exploring what is deep within you, the heart of Christmas. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every year, as the holiday season approaches, we are reminded of the extraordinary story that lies at the heart of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. Passed down through generations, this captivating story continues to inspire millions, filling hearts with hope and illuminating the world with its timeless message. And so today, I want you to sit back for just a moment, and I want you to listen to what God has in store for you. It's a gift He wants to give you, His presence. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. My friend, where does Christmas find you? Are you connected to the real reason for the season? Or are you one who is hiding for a variety of reasons? Maybe you're feeling alone and stressed beyond your capacity. Maybe you're drowning in debt and just trying to stay afloat. Maybe you're suffering from a debilitating illness that is zapping your energy. Maybe you're wrestling with the new year and what comes next. Maybe you find yourself fighting an endless battle where there are no words. Maybe you're married, but you aren't sure how strong your marriage is. In fact, do you even have a marriage? Maybe you're dealing with a child that's complicated and truly has complicated your life. It's a double-edged sword in more ways than one. Maybe you don't like who you see in the mirror, so you don't look. Mary and Joseph struggled on the night of Jesus' birth. There was no room for him in the inn, so they went to find shelter in a lowly stable, and the King of Kings was born. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That comes from Isaiah 9, verse 6. As much as Mary and Joseph struggled on the night of Jesus' birth, there was something about that night. There was no room for him in the inn. He was to be born in a lowly stable. He was to be born where people would find him. He wasn't born in the penthouse. He was born maybe even in worse circumstances than where you are right now. My friend, are you making space for God in your life? And not just for the season, but for your life. Or is your heart wearing this sign that says no vacancy? No vacancy here. You can't come in. Not now. Most of us like to hide and think we've got it all under control. But occupying your days or being preoccupied with the busyness this world brings, well, it only leaves you searching for more. The emptiness that you fill cannot be filled with all the things of this world. Only God can fill the gap in your heart. Yet, you have to be willing to take down the no vacancy sign. You have to open yourself up for His expertise, His unconditional love, His grace, and the hope He brings to you. No matter how full you fill your life with stuff, like accolades, achievements, trophies, or number one, whatever, your heart will never be whole. You see, the heart of Christmas is found within you. You carry the heart of Christmas. But if you drown yourself in all the worry, stress, busyness, chaos, and challenges the world offers, you are going to live a life of hopelessness. You're going to be striving instead of thriving. You'll be constantly searching for the light in the darkness. However, the only light that will give you the hope your heart is looking for comes from Jesus Christ, the heart of Christmas. In the hustle and bustle of the world's delight, amidst the flurry of snowflakes, pure and white, there lies a story ancient and true, a tale of love unfolding anew. The heart of Christmas, a wondrous place, a tender moment wrapped in grace. It whispers softly to young and old, a timeless tale profoundly told. In a stable's warmth on the bed of hay, a baby cried on that holy day. Born in humility, a humble birth, the Savior of the world, heaven's greatest worth. No grandeur or pomp adored that place, yet hope and faith exuded from grace. The manger witnessed a miracle rare, a beacon of love beyond compare. No ornaments of gold, no lavish attire, but shepherds gathered their hearts on fire. Guided by angels, their voices sing, proclaiming joy the arrival of the King. No room in the inn, the sign was clear, but in humble surroundings, hope drew near. For the heart of Christmas knows no bounds, in a stable's embrace, light abounds. It's in every act of selfless giving, in every prayer and every forgiving. The heart of Christmas touches every soul, filling emptiness, making brokenness whole. So let us gather as community, with hearts united in joyful harmony. Embrace the spirit, oh, fill it, ignite the heart of Christmas, shining, oh, so bright. In laughter and love and warmth and cheer, let kindness flow through the atmosphere. For Christmas is more than presents and treats. It's the love we share that never depletes. May the heart of Christmas heal and bless. May it bring solace and gentle caress. The weary hearts, the burdened souls, with hope, with peace, the world consoles. As we gather round with loved ones near, let us hold the essence of Christmas dear. Within our hearts, the light does shine, brightening the world for all of time. The heart of Christmas, an eternal flame, a miracle that speaks every name. In every joy, in every tear, may the heart of Christmas draw us near. My friend, let this be the beginning of finding the space in your heart to hear what God wants from you. Your gift this season is wrapped with grace and adorned with unconditional love. Today, you get to feel the light in the darkness of your heart. You get to take part in what God desires within you, healing, freedom, forgiveness, gratitude, love, hope, and grace. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. From my family to yours, Merry, Merry Christmas. Mele klikimaka. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.